over third quarter 2019, almost 30%. We are now at $938 million. We're approaching the $1 billion mark, which is exciting. Net loans increased $190 million to $786 million corporate-wide. Deposits, this is a huge one. Total deposits increased 32%. Or $204 million. So we have plenty of money to lend, plenty of money on the balance sheet. And, thanks for the support we've received community-wide, especially through this pandemic period. Net income has increased.
I don't think there's a pandemic at County National.
According to our financial highlights,
sound pretty good.
The local economy is surprisingly strong. We have, I would say, a good bulk of small businesses in town, and I asked my counterparts within the bank, and Kat, I asked you, how many calls have you fielded from panicked customers, either business owners or consumers? And I think you had one person call. Since the PPP program ran out, and I haven't had any. I no one is calling saying the sky is falling. All the economic indicators that are being released from third quarter are positive. Consumers are spending at a record pace. Home builders, sentiment has never been higher in the history of this recording. Home builder sentiment sets another record high in October. And so, the national economy largely depends on our housing stock. And if people are building houses, that's the truest indicator that we've got a real healthy economy. Not in all aspects, certainly. But people are spending money. People are saving more money than ever before.
We've done wonderful. And I think it says a lot for our frontline staff who are facing these customers day in and day out. And they're doing a wonderful job at retaining those customers and really giving the true customer experience that County National is known for. And I think that says it right there in the numbers, how well of a job that we are all doing together.
And that's not to say it's to worst case scenario.
We don't want to end up with same situation our counterparts were facing earlier this decade when they were in trouble. And so I think it's very prudent to be conservative in our outlook, although third quarter is showing some extremely positive signs. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. So let's talk about your branch. You opened in July of 2018.
Yes.
We missed your ice cream social.
We
in
did.
August.
I wanted to keep that tradition running. Every year have an ice cream social. Have they come out and just more of a low-key kind of meet and greet? Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it, especially in the summertime. And this summer was so hot, it would have been perfect for it.
We'll plan a bigger and better one for next year.
Are you going to give out the hot fudge this year?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You heard it.
Absolutely.
You're also going to deliver in the hot fudge then.
Okay. We'll plan it for August. August 2021.
I know this whole year just seems like it's a blur, but like you've touched on, is we are doing great as an institution. The branch is wonderful, perfect location. Everybody enjoys coming in. Now that the doors are back open, talking to everybody, we answer their questions. They know who they're talking with. They know who exactly to go to if they have a question. Full service branch downtown, mortgage officer, two wealth management officers.
You've been very, very successful. You were just saying before air, before we went on the air, the success you've had in gathering new deposits, and that's something the bank is always needs, are new deposits for new lending opportunities. And I know you've been extremely busy on that front as well.
We have, even through this pandemic where you can't really call on customers. It's kind of nice to do it the old-fashioned way and just pick up the phone, touch base with them, see how everything is going. Is there anything they need? And it's been great how County National has helped out a lot of our small businesses with the PPP loans. And I think that we reached out to them also, and they can reach out to us. I think that has just helped County National as a whole.
And it helps having you and other branch managers as a conduit for our commercial lenders. I know you've been a great help in dealing with our mutual customers, and sometimes it's more convenient because they're visiting the branch much more than they would visit our location. And so I know you've been dealing with a lot of commercial loan customers as well. So explain who's in your branch. You mentioned two wealth management people.
Yes, we have Barry and Mike. We have Tim Pryor, who's the mortgage officer, who is extremely busy this time of year because the rates are so low. People refinancing, people purchasing homes. So that's great. And then, of course, our front line of Cheryl, Brooke, Becca, and Jenna. And they're all wonderful and very cross-trained, where anybody who can come in, they don't have to wait. Everybody knows who they need to contact if they do have a question that they don't have an answer to. So it really is a true full-service bank, and I think that has really helped us grow in these last 2 years, almost $50 million just in 2 years at my branch alone.
And a lot of lots happening downtown. I see a lot of construction across the street from you, new apartment buildings.
Yeah, the old Citizen Pat, they're getting that ready. Hopefully that'll be ready next year for some tenants, and of course the 200 right down the street.
Has that been an issue for you guys at all? All the construction down there?
Not really. They've done a really good job of thinking about maybe only blocking one lane, and you can still get around downtown. So that's great that you can get around downtown. It's great. And even, you know, for the Jackson Young Professionals, they did all the murals on the walls. They did a few of them this year. Not as big as it was last year, but it was still nice to see that. Come downtown, see what's happening. Restaurants are opened. Everything's still trying to be as lively as possible.
I'm amazed with the amount of people that are downtown every week. Certainly, you know, we're still living under the fear of COVID, but I'm shocked by the amount of people that I see downtown. And because I reckon it to, you know, 20 years ago. And, you know, it's fantastic. We just need to get past this period. And I know the restaurants are, you know, facing a downturn. But with the takeout and the support that Jackson has for their restaurants, they're faring okay.
I think so, too. I think it's because you run into these people at the grocery store or while you're out shopping or pumping gas, and everybody wants to help everybody in the community to be a better Jackson, get it to where it was and even better than it was.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about mortgages and mortgage rates being at record lows, and we've been busy from day one this year. I think we will definitely have a record volume year as far as mortgage loans go. So if you are looking to refinance, buy, sell, looking to build, you know, come talk to us. We have mortgage officers in most every branch. Got some statistics here. I tell you, the Jackson Area Association of Realtors really puts out a nice report as far as the local market statistics of Jackson County. And the statistics, you know, are good in some ways and bad in others. We have new listings down nearly 19% this year from 2019. Pending sales are down nearly 20% from 2019. However, median sales price has increased over 7%. And the average sales price has increased almost 10%. And so that tells you there's a huge scarcity of homes. If you do have a home for sale, you're probably pondering what you could get for that home. You know, they're getting 98% of the asking price. And so that tells me there are still many offers that are going over asking price because of the competition for your home. Mm-hmm. Now, where do you go if you do sell your home? You know, the inventory is lacking. Building a home is an option, and I have financed more lots and vacant land this fall in anticipation of those people building. Lumber prices have skyrocketed, and that has hampered the industry somewhat, and I know has caused some people to hold off. However, nationwide, home builder sentiment sets another record high. It's never been as high as it's been nationwide among home builders, and I would say that is true in the local market market as well. You know, the home builders are extremely busy. I was talking to one the other day, has a 3-year backlog, and that's hard to believe. But knowing the housing market and knowing the move-up buyer has a challenge in finding inventory to view, the only other option is to build. And so if you have a construction loan need or wondering, hey, maybe I should be looking at building, again, you can come in, talk to any of our loan officers, and you know, we can give you a sketch out of the process, pull your credit, pre-qualify you, give you a good idea of what you qualify for, and go from there. We do vacant land loans. We do owner builds. If you can show us that you have the ability to build a home, contract it yourself, we're one of the few places that will allow you to do that as well. So strong mortgage business this year. But it could be much stronger if we had homes to sell, homes on the market. So what are you hearing from customers that are coming in that you're speaking to, Kat? Optimistic, pessimistic, struggling?
You don't hear a lot of the struggling ones. It's more of, what do you think I can do? Of course, interest rates are low on money for deposits. So, but a perfect time to lend money if you are looking to in the future to do home improvements. Home equity rates are great. Plus, we do not have an annual fee on ours, and you can get that going, get it started up, and then, of course, next spring when you're ready to either add on an addition or build, maybe it's just even a new roof, you can get those projects started. And I think it's just a great time to do that right now for that.
You mentioned interest rates being low on deposits. You know, you have a great advantage with two wealth management people in your branch. You know, when someone says, hey, I'm just not going to be able to live on this interest income at point something percent on a savings account, we do have the luxury of saying, hey, why don't we explore some alternatives with Barry or Mike?
Yes, and I think that's perfect, especially for a branch when you come in. And if we can't help you on the front lines, we're going to find a way to help you and keep it all right here with County National and in our branches, mm-hmm. which is an absolute, it's great.
Mm-hmm. You stop by your branch at any time. You know, I did want to briefly mention the PPP program that has been a lot of curiosity surrounding that. We have started to get some applications for forgiveness in. We are testing our system with the SBA to see what kind of bugs, if any, are in the system. And so if you have a PPP loan with us, wouldn't be a bad idea to get the application filled out and into your lender's hands. So when we do start processing them, we still have been given no real guidance, but we have heard of some being forgiven around the state, very few. But the system is getting close to where we will be able to start processing PPP loans. If you have questions, curiosities, you can go to our website. It will direct you to a frequently asked questions PPP area that may satisfy some of your curiosities. So Greg says we're out of time.
Kat? Already? I was like, that went quick, didn't it?
It always goes quick when you're having fun.
I know.
You can call Bill.
Call me at 768-0056.
Kat?
544-0902.